Welcome to Soul Wisdom, the podcast that takes you on a journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Dr. Bernadette Hartman, Master Soul Intuitive and Energy Healer, Spiritual Teacher, and Holistic Veterinarian. I'll be sharing tips, insights, energy work, and deep intuitive soul wisdom to support the spiritual health and emotional well-being of both humans and animals. Together, let's uncover the deeper messages and meanings your soul wants to share with you. Here's your next episode of Soul Wisdom. Hello and welcome to the next episode. In this episode, I'll be sharing about energetic spiritual awareness, what it is, the role it plays, and how you can connect deeper with your own energetic spiritual awareness. I want to start out by recapping the segment on intuitive awareness that I shared on last week's episode. Intuitive awareness is when you're in the present moment, centered in your heart, and allowing the flow of energetic information to come in without attaching a story and understanding a thought or trying to figure it out from the mind's perspective. Intuitive awareness is letting the energetic information flow through you as divine conduit while holding the highest intention, letting your ego get out of the way, and flowing the energies of truth, healing, transformation, or whatever is needed in the moment. This is an art and practice learned over time, and this naturally leads into creating energetic spiritual awareness, or as I like to call it, Christ consciousness. So let's go deeper and add on to this. Energetic spiritual awareness is when you see the divine in everything. It's the state and being of Christ consciousness. It's where you come from the perspective and being of embodied love. The spiritual becomes amplified within the intuitive, recognizing the universal love and energy that flows through everyone and everything. Christ consciousness energy is the return embodiment of your heart's energy while flowing your soul's divine nature. You flow the energetic spiritual awareness of oneness. Energetic spiritual awareness is the merging of the energy and spirit as one and the same, while doing this being centered in your heart. The prior podcasts have been building on this foundation, beginning with looking at the messages and mirrors showing up in your life, to connecting with your heart's energy, accessing your intuition and clairsentience. You're already weaving the spiritual within the physical through all of your experiences. Life is meant to get your attention, redirect your focus and awareness back within, and merge the spiritual with the physical, supporting you in embodying your Christed state of consciousness. Energetic spiritual awareness is being able to see the divine in another. You begin to see and experience the light and love that flows through you, flows through the other person, animal, being, and nature. It flows through all things. You're not separate from this energy. It is you. There is no separation. You start to see and experience the interconnectedness of all that is created, and all that will come forth. You start to merge heaven on earth, the spirit within the physical, as you bring greater awareness to your life, the messages and mirrors and choices. When you bring your full awareness to each moment, each breath, partnered with the inner knowing that all comes from love, you're able to create magic and miracles in your life. This is your heart's energy amplified with the energy of oneness and interconnectedness. The role of energetic spiritual awareness is to awaken your mind, heart, and body to your divinity, to your soul. You begin to embody love and merge heaven on earth right here within your body from your heart. You learn how your soul communicates with you through intuition and your clairsentience. This naturally starts to flow your soul's wisdom from your heart and opening you to seeing the divine within all aspects of life. You're still human, having your life experiences. That's part of the exciting points of this journey. As you open more into your energetic spiritual awareness, life starts to flow more and more from your heart. The synchronicities start to show up. The divine is seen in every breath, footstep, love, loss, feeling, and in every experience. There are many avatars that have walked this path, blazing a trail, showing the way back to the truth of your being. Energetic spiritual awareness is about recognizing the avatar already within you. You already hold the Christ consciousness energy within your heart. As you hold this energy and tap into your heart, the divinity of your being and all others start to merge, and you start to see the growth and the partnership, and your intuition starts to expand. to see the spiritual within everything and everyone. You start to hear, know, and feel with the heart of your own divinity, and that is shown and reflected within your life. So how does this show up in your life? It begins by showing up through the messages and mirrors in your life. Messages and mirrors are reflected from relationships, partners, families, friends, coworkers, strangers, and even your animals, as I've shared in previous Soul Wisdom episodes. I want to specifically address your animals because they embody the heart's Christed energy. A lot of people still have wounding, hurts, pains, and betrayals from other people, which closes down the most precious part of one's heart. This is where the animals come in. Animals embody that unconditional love, and they love all parts of you. They can access a place in your heart that seems untouchable, unable to heal, and those places that you're afraid to let come out and be seen. Animals help you bridge the gap between conditional love and unconditional love, judgment and non-judgment, and being able to move out of lack of trust and move into trust. They show up as a reminder of your divinity by reflecting your own divine nature back to you. This is huge. When you look into your animal's eyes, you see the interconnectedness and love pouring back to you. It's a reminder of what you are, pure love in physical form. The seemingly hard part is remembering that you come from love, that everyone comes from this love, and that you're learning to embody this love. We're all remembering and returning to this love. It's a choice to connect deeper with your own energetic spiritual awareness or Christ consciousness, and to begin remembering the interconnectedness of all life. I want to share some ways that you can connect deeper and develop your energetic spiritual awareness. It truly starts by making the choice, going within and dropping into your heart. Even if you do this for a few seconds, a few minutes, or longer, bringing your focus, attention, and intention to accessing your heart's energy and the remembrance of your divine nature. You can do this through meditation, by doing things that bring joy through your being, creating, and being present to each moment. Nature is a great place to amplify your heart's connection while experiencing the interconnectedness and flow. Being present with your animals is another way to start accessing your divine nature and reflection. It's about what brings you back into your heart space and the present moment flowing your soul's wisdom. Focusing on your breath is another powerful way to connect deeper with your energetic spiritual nature. Your breath is source energy flowing through you. It is you. You are made of this energy. With each breath, you're connecting with your Christed self, the oneness that flows through all beings. Another way to connect deeper with your own energetic spiritual awareness is to make a practice of seeing the love in each person, no matter how challenging it may be. Love is always there. It's your choice to redirect your energy. As you choose to see love in every situation and circumstance, no matter how the mind is seeing it, judging it, or trying to put it in a box, you are truly becoming your own avatar of consciousness. You will find other ways to experience the path back to recognizing your own divinity, but these are just some great ways to get you started. Start having you see and experience the divine within yourself and within all of creation. So play with these and see what comes up. Everything is energy and everything is spirit. They merge as one because they are one. The separation becomes less and less, and love grows and flows through you. You become a divine conduit of love that merges heaven and earth into physicality. You become your own Christed person here on earth. You remember you're not only the observer, but the creator as well. You participate in co-creation. In the observing and making a choice to see love, be love, and express love, you create a whole new world to live in. You co-create a new reality, new experience, and anchor in the vibration of the love that you already are. If you want to take your intuition to a deeper level and access greater energetic spiritual awareness of your Christed self, schedule your private one-to-one intuitive session using the Book Now link in the show notes or by going to my website, www.bernadettehartman.com. In the next episode, I'll be sharing about creating healthy boundaries, how they get broken, and how you can begin to heal them. Thank you for listening to the Soul Wisdom Podcast and sharing this space with me. It is truly a blessing to walk with you on this journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. For more inspiration and soul wisdom supporting both humans and animals, please visit my website at www.bernadettehartman.com. From my heart to yours, lots of love. See you on the next episode of Soul Wisdom.